If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Why, good morning, Frangela.
Good morning. Good morning.
Look into the eyes of the sexy liberal John Fugel saying.
Right over here. Right over here. White chocolate's got what you need. Right over
yes,
here.
You do.
Yes, you
yeah.
do.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right, goddesses.
Yeah.
I like that, goddesses.
Thank you.
How exciting. I had totally forgotten that John is in town. And listen,
people usually
sexy liberal
do.
Resistance tour has launched.
Yes.
April 22nd, our first date in Madison. Other dates to be announced soon.
I mean, after that show we had in D.C., I mean, the show in L.A., Election Day Eve, was spectacular, but I wish that the whole world could have heard our show in D.C.
Yeah.
It was astonishing. A sold-out house of people who had come to D.C. for the Women's March
yes.
inaugural weekend. Surreal weekend. I got in on the night before the inaugural to do Good Morning Britain, and it's like, it was a very different set of people in D.C. on Friday
yes.
than left
oh,
on
yeah.
Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I went down with a lot of right-wing people, and I came back with a lot of fun, cool people who with decent taste in music.
Right.
Yeah, everybody kept on saying, like, every time we got into a Lyft or an Uber or a cab or whatever, people were, the driver would be like, so you're here for the protest?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our guy that picked us up was like, yeah, nobody's here for the inauguration. Everyone yes. I brought is here to protest.
I thought he wasn't going to take us if we said we weren't, too. Didn't he have that kind of attitude?
Yeah.
It's like, you're here for the protest, right?
Yes.
Right?
You guys tweeted, they're turning on each other. The resistance is working, people.
Yes.
They are.
Right?
They are
Viva
turning
on each other.
The worst subway experience in my life was trying to catch a train back to my hotel uh-huh. after the Women's March. But then I saw a couple of a family with matching Make America Great Again hats and fanny packs, and I thought, they're having a worse day than me.
Yeah. Yes.
Surrounded by all this empathy and love and compassion mm-hmm. for people you don't know. It's awkward for them. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You also tweeted, not hearing from Kellyanne Conway has been amazing. It's like
one
shackle has been removed and one lung can get air.
Isn't it? Because we were talking about it just now. I'm like, something about this week felt better. Even though a lot of really bad things went down and the resistance, we've been doing a lot of good work, but I was like, it's KK Kellyanne not being here.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I have enjoyed her absence.
It's love.
Yes.
Something.
Well, just know her career is not over until there's a funeral and Trump brags about his electoral college win at the funeral.
Right.
You don't know it's
over.
Oh,
I think it's close, though, Kelly. Keep those boxes. Mm-hmm. Go down to the loading dock now and ask him to put them aside.
Exactly.
Before Spicer gets to
That's
him, right?
Exactly. Spicer going to need them, too, next.
Oh, it's like watching Survivor. Who's going to get voted off the island first?
I think it's going first is Reince.
That could be Reince. Well,
I think it's Reince.
If what we learned yesterday is true, it's really going to be Reince,
yes.
and Reince is going to lawyer up.
Yeah. Well, yep. and you know what? But now they've pushed back this morning really hard. But I'm just
and possibly
still,
effectively, I'm willing to give
so
them
too.
The benefit of the doubt, innocent until proven guilty on that. Mm. But
yeah,
Reince now says,
but you shouldn't be talking to the FBI.
Well, in fairness, they say the FBI came to them first, and Reince called them for clarification.
And they shouldn't be talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't understand this getting permission from each other thing or asking people's
right.
opinions on whether or not we should investigate things. I'm not sure.
I can understand why Comey might be partial to running interference for the Trump White House. However, after you've called our intelligence services Nazis, I mean, when you've compared our intelligence services to the Third Reich, all bets are off. In my day, when I was a kid, if you compared the intelligence services to Third Reich, you'd have a dead hooker in your car by the end of the week.
Now
they're playing a long game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Malcolm Nance can
tell
you more
I mean,
about
this
that.
Is, I love the way they have to report it, too, that this is unusual. The direct communications between the White House and the FBI were unusual.
Yeah.
Is that a word for illegal?
Right.
Because of decades-old restrictions on such contexts, such a request from the White House is a violation of procedures that limit communications with the FBI on pending investigations. No kidding.
Yeah. It's just, what is this, four people from the White House are allowed to talk to the FBI?
They've got their cover story now, so we'll see what happens, if it holds up or not. But again, there has to be an investigation, and I'm so glad Jeff Sessions is the attorney. Because we need to know if Hillary Clinton wore white after Labor Day, and Jeff Sessions
is
on it.
Yes.
Well, we have to stay on them, because we're actually the only control on this.
That's
so
right.
we have to stay on people. You have to keep calling your legislature, you know, calling your representatives, calling your senators, and letting them know, I need to hear you say that you want this investigation, and I need to hear it every day.
Yep.
I need you on this.
Russia, if they can get away without doing it, they will.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and I don't care if you're in a blue state or whatever, you call them.
Yep,
harass
absolutely.
Them.
I like how the people who really think Red Dawn is a good movie don't mind an actual attack by Russia
exactly.
on our elections.
So weird.
Yep.
Patrick Swayze is not here anymore to save us, people. We have to do this.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Pam in Chicago, you're on with the crew. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
Hi, Pamela. Hi. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask John something.
John, it's for you.
John, come to the phone.
Not guilty.
He wasn't there.
I think we all are a little bit guilty. But I have a problem with my family.
Okay.
They're all Christian.
Oh, dear.
Well, when you say Christian, do you mean Christian or do you mean Chinos? Christian in name only, because there's a lot of
Christian,
Chinos out there. Some are
Christian in name only, yeah. But I really think they believe in what they're saying.
Okay. Tell me.
I can't talk to them anymore.
Tell me. Come to Butthead. What's going on?
I can't say any. I'm not fighting with them. I'm just avoiding them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Listen, not all your family are relatives, and not all your relatives are family. And it's crazy to let something like politics keep you from loving the people closest to you, because let's face it, you might need bone marrow someday. But just remember, it is not possible to
support... I'm going to need a liver, so I got to keep talking to my family.
It is not possible to support Donald Trump and follow the Sermon on the Mount. And the burden is on them to prove that it is.
All right, speaking of my family, Russ writes, Steph, not only can Frangela set up a meeting with the CBC for you, but also the CCC, the Congressional Chinese Caucus.
That's true.
You know why?
Because my mom is inroads into her community.
I was making a point, John, that some people, listen, some are racist, Trump followers, some are racist adjacent, in that they're just unaccustomed to diversity, like my mom. I showed her pictures of
I call them igno-racists.
Well, my mom, I went to take out for her GD Lobster after DC 6 of the Raw showed her pictures. And she looked at Frances. She said, oh, now is she Chinese? Which we just, I just loved it. Because she didn't mean it in a bad way. She thought she was a pretty little Chinese girl. But she just is unaccustomed to diversity.
She reminds me of someone I saw working on the railroad once.
You know what? Hear the compliment.
Wasn't that a horrible name?
You know, Chinese women are beautiful.
I'll say.
They are. Especially when they're black.
I was more startled than anything. I was like, no, she's African American.
I just love it. Okay. I love it because I've been you've seen it happen recently. People always make assumptions about my ethnic background.
Right.
And they literally across the board assume that I have a quote white parent and will argue with me about it.
Okay.
Like literally argue.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, well, you know, like you have a white parent. I go, no, I don't. And they're like, yeah, you do. I'm like, don't I get to be right about this?
One drop, folks. One drop.
Get that paper bag. Will do you. Get that paper bag out.
A drop will do you.
It's such a weird thing to think you could look at somebody and know what they are.
Well, yes.
But it's like, you can't.
But it's like no one knows what they are. I mean, the fact is that Barack Obama is related to the very first ever African slave brought to America through his white mother's side.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well, let's be clear. You can't not touch this.
That's delicious.
Did you see the that Zig Heil guy, white nationalist Richard Spencer was kicked out of CPAC?
Wrong to punch Nazis in the face, but right to watch the footage and laugh about
right.
it.
Right. A spokesman for CPAC said the racist alt-right leader was removed because the organizers viewed him as repugnant.
Yes.
Oh, really? How is he different than all the...
Why did this week? Why this week?
Because he doesn't know how to speak in code. That's how.
And here's the thing. They already had their white nationalist, Steve Bannon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know... Right.
The American Conservative Union's Dan Schneider then gave a speech entitled "The Alt-Right Ain't Right at All," and he said, "The alt-right." He said they're nothing but garden variety left-wing fascists.
I can't believe that.
You know all those liberal fascists fighting for the rights of minorities and labor. Liberal fascist is an oxymoron, like hot ice or jumbo shrimp or holy war or President Trump.
Thank you.
And again, Richard, poor Richard Spencer. Boy, Richard Spencer feels like he has to sit in the back of the bus, doesn't he?
Well, I'm just telling Angela this morning, I said, you know, they better hope, people who voted for Trump better hope that he's a white nationalist. Because if he isn't, and he's just an economic nationalist like they're trying to push off,
right?
Y'all in trouble. White people are in trouble.
What kind of a white supremacist votes for a guy who spray tans to appear less white? That's what I'm saying.
There's so many
not
problems.
Good at your job, white supremacists.
No, they're not. They suck at it.
Why do people who always tell me to be proud of the white race, why are they the ones that make me kind of embarrassed for it?
Exactly.
Another story in Donald Trump's America. White Louisiana judge banned from local restaurant after reportedly calling a black patron a fat N-word. Now, that would be a so-called judge.
That's a so-called judge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Louisiana Judge Mike Irwin noticed a man share his seat with a black woman inside a crowded Baton Rouge, Louisiana establishment called Sammy's Grill. He allegedly said, you should have made her get her fat N-word ass up. She said, all of a sudden, I hear this older man behind me tell the Lyft driver, you never give up your seat for an N-word. So the good part of this,
in Louisiana?
The owner made it clear that the judge is no longer welcome there.
Hello.
Good for them.
So, yeah, these are the battle lines.
There's more good people in Louisiana than bad people in Louisiana.
Well, that's right. You got to.
Just the good people don't show up to vote enough.
Well, we're going, they're going to get it together, but that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. This is, there's no more of this. He's a little bit racist. No more. Right. Like, the reality is we have to stand together with everybody.
Right.
This, of course, is the state that sent David Bitter back to the Senate after we found out he was had a diaper fetish with the D.C. madam.
You know what?
So let's just say their ethics are a little shaky. Yeah. Ethically, they're a little shaky.
You know what? I've ran into some ethical situations in the French Quarter. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Who hasn't? Morality moments.
I just love the way she puts things.
You know, there was some times
some
where I
hurricane punch related incidents in the French Quarter.
We've been kicked out of bookstores in the French Quarter
in the French Quarter
for being drunk
drunk and trying to buy hundreds of dollars worth of books.
When you get kicked out of places,
that was liberals.
In the French Quarter,
we get drunk and we buy too many protest T-shirts and books.
One thing I'll say for Trump supporters: none of them have ever been kicked out of any bookstores.
That's right. All right.